outsiders only. This is SkyTerra.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, fans of SkyTerra. I am the commander reporting in for duty for episode number 55 of Outsiders Only, the SkyTerra podcast for the fans, of the fans, and by the fans. Supporting me, as always, is the pinnacle example of German fine-geneering, Zerigal.
Guten Abend, buenos dias.
And coming in because his desperate cling to fame brought him back to us crawling on his belly, Corrido.
Hello, the beast has returned.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. unfortunately, we have had a bit of last-minute plan changes, as several of our listeners will remember. Last week, we mentioned that we were going to have Giacomo come on the show and talk a little bit about his experiences with Spiel with Zerigal. Unfortunately, Giacomo was not able to make it with us today, so we are just going to shelf that segment until we are able to get Giacomo, hopefully next week. And instead, we're just going to do a much briefer overview than what we normally have. I know we've said that phrase before and still ended up going over an hour, but this time, the seventh time, eighth time maybe, is a charm. So before we dive into today's discussion, which is going to focus around Kohai's ultimate, we are going to unveil that for you. And that's one of the reasons we still did do this recording, is because with Kohai's hero information being released in the upcoming newsletter, we were responsible for unveiling the ultimate. We wanted to get that to you. But Zerigal wanted me to review some listener feedback
and
talk about this.
Oh, yes. And so some given special feedback.
Yes. And so given how indebted to him that I am for all of his help and not only technical support, but just, you know, general support, I agreed with this. So listener H Dabs says, RG, I miss your bad jokes in the opening segment. All right. I got one. Why was the Zoltan minion being made fun of? He was caught licking a frozen pole.
Oh, come on.
So what did I should mention also.
Yes.
Just should mention also, in your defense, I haven't been here for a while, and I feel like most of your bad jokes in the intros are at my expense. So now that I'm here, you'll probably be hearing more of those.
Great. What did Yami say at the party celebrating the birth of the new Kurumo warrior? Kichi kichi goo. There you go.
He's not going to stop.
No, I'm not. I am actually, because I would make jokes about blue, but we all know blue is anti-fun. So we're just going to skip over them. And yellow, the only thing that we can really make a good pun with is Kenwi, and Ryan's already beaten that to death, brought it back to life with Caged Soul, and then beaten it back to death again. So we're going to end that there.
Oh, Caged Soul.
I know.
You had to mention Caged Soul today.
I did, yes. Actually. we'll talk about that later once we get to that segment. Second piece of feedback. Listener Yoshi Avatar says, I'm so glad that Corrido is back on the show. Well, at least somebody is, Yoshi. That's all I have to say there.
Sweet. My fans are up to three now.
Listener RatTKE says, Ryan coming back means less time for Zerigal and RG's discussion and high-level analysis. I agree. And then finally, Gray Spectre says, RG, you need to be nicer to Corrido. You know, Zerigal, actually, I've never really cared about viewer feedback, so let's just skip this segment and move on to the main point.
I have a question. Is Gray Spectre related to Gray Ghost?
No.
It only took four for him to... Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Oh, boy. Anyways, so let's go to the main point of today's discussion, which is Kohai's ultimate. So as we mentioned, Pebbles is on the docket from whenever I kind of just ran it and let loose a whole bunch of outline schedule with our episode last week with Tim. But today we are going to talk about Release the Beast and bonus, the Belly of the Beast, because Kohai's ultimate is similar to Kumaya's in that it contains an alternate battlefield. So the ultimate itself, Release the Beast, is your standard. Red-green, although I don't really know why we had the naked a red-green, considering only Kohai can cast it, but, you know, it's the standard ultimate. 3 mana cost, plus 3 on the modifier. It is a reaction, and here is the phrasing. Release the Beast says, place target adjacent hero in the Belly of the Beast battlefield. Apply slow and disarm to that hero. Then, Belly of the Beast is an alternate battlefield, one hex with Kohai's picture in the background that says, when a hero activates here or Kohai is defeated, the owner of Kohai places the hero inside Belly of the Beast adjacent to Kohai's last position. So, for those of you who play League of Legends, this kind of functions similar, to give you an idea, like Tom Kench's Devour, except you only use it on your opponents. So you can kind of like gobble someone up and then they activate later and get spat out next to him. Gentlemen, our thoughts on the ultimate. Great.
No, too many thoughts.
That's
so
true.
Where to start? I mean, we are going to see another battlefield. So
yes.
As you mentioned, Kumaya now won't be the only hero with the separate battlefield.
Woo!
So we are all already introduced to such a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not really new stuff for us.
Yes.
But I think this is something we are going to talk about later on, as we might have or see some special situations, especially with the battlefield and certain ways how to, interact with the battlefield and take one hero with you and such stuff. But that's the most interesting part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, place target adjacent hero means that you can even take one of your own heroes into the
yes.
Belly of the Beast battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, my hero is at one and it's gonna die to showdown. I'm gonna go hide him inside myself.
Om nom nom.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I think that's a pretty interesting option. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even if your 1 HP hero then is slowed and disarmed, you could even, let him survive, for example, as
exactly.
you mentioned. Take him further away from the enemy. So
mm-hmm.
I think that could be a nice tactical opportunity.
Yes. And if your hero is someone like, you know, Astrida, for example, that you're not necessarily going to use for a whole lot of battle, if you gobble her up and then spit her out, sure, you still have to hit a plus one if you want to do the whole kill a minion, spawn a minion kind of thing. But, you know, better that she does that and then be able to play her cards while alive than someone dying. Or, you know, for example, someone coming up with the idea of using a sinkhole to throw them into a chasm to kick them into a redirected spell to kill them. Not that I've ever seen that happen. But just saying it could.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, very well could. Not really. I mean, one thing about this, you know,
mm-hmm.
like we talked about how it's kind of like Kumaya's.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference here is it's only one spot here. So
yes.
the hero is there all by themselves. So until they activate or Kohai dies, they literally can't do anything.
Correct. They can sit
mm-hmm.
there and contemplate their life.
Yeah. So unlike Kumaya's ultimate, where it's like, oh, well, they can still, you know, play things on Kumaya.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, can't do that here.
Nope.
And even though the hero is inside Kohai, they cannot see Kohai.
Accurate. Which is, you know, kind of strange, but we're not going to worry about that too much.
Yeah, I would think if a hero casts like, Nightmares and Corner from inside the hero, it should do like critical damage, right?
Or like Hokusai casting Supernova. Like, I've cast Supernova inside a being, except the supernova has not only been contained but fizzled. Feels bad, man. I feel like that probably just that would have just injected a layer of chaos that Tape really didn't want to deal with, and probably told Ricardo, "No, I'm not doing it."
Yeah, probably. That would have been really interesting. Another really cool play, by the way. I'm sure we'll see
yes.
someone use Song of the Siren to exhaust, and you're like, "Haha, I'm just gonna go hide my hero now inside of me. I'll come back when it wants to go."
Accurate. Also, another option to be able to dodge the Song of the Siren. Very good call.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, we should probably address this now, because I'm sure that some devious mind is already asking, well, what happens, speaking of, if Kumaya gets involved here? So as we know, Kumaya's Void Palace is a two-hex scenario. So you might be asking yourself, what happens if Kohai gobbles up the enemy hero and then Kumaya Void... So let's say, to set the stage so we're not flying all over the place, I'm playing Zeragul. Zeragul decides
yes.
to gobble up one of my heroes using Release the Beast. My hero is now in the Belly of the Beast, and I play Kumaya's ultimate and trap both Kohai and Kumaya in the Void Palace. And then, of course, we get to that point of when the hero spawns, place them adjacent to Kohai's last position. So I verified this with tape, so this is not me pulling things out of my rear. Mm-hmm. The hero that is in the belly, my hero, does not spawn because there's no room for them, and the game does not remember Kohai being in the main battlefield. So basically, Kumaya and Kohai are going to stare at each other, and someone has a very long nap inside the belly. But wait, there's more, as Billy Mays says. Now, we remember the ultimate in jank combos that we have yet to see to this day that we have all been desperately, desperately asking for. What happens if Kumaya ults someone with the Void Palace and then is prevented from being transported there herself via the sinkhole or similar movement prevention abilities? In that instance, the hero will get spat out into the second Void Palace hex on their activation next to Kohai, and the two of them can go fisticuffs mano a mano, except because the hero, my hero, was not transported to the Void Palace via Kumaya's effect, Kohai can die, mm-hmm. I can worship, and my hero is still stuck in the Void Palace forever. So therefore... Well,
it'll be interesting to see whose hero that is.
Yes! if you have used Release the Beast to devour one of your own ally heroes, and then Kumaya Ultimate occurs, you are looking at quite potentially a 4v2 scenario for the rest of the game as long as Kumaya does not worship, which would be tragic and unfortunate. So, that is the ultimate jank, and I was talking with Tape about it, and he's like, I tried to get rid of it, but Ricardo insisted on having that kind of stuff in here. So you can choose to blame Ricardo, which means that we blame Giacomo, because family ties fly together.
Yep, and he's not here to talk about it.
That is correct. Yes. So that actually would be pretty cool tech to see how that might end up working if we could get that chain reaction off. And I think that with the rise of the red-green color cards here, we might see some more red-green heroes. So it would actually be really funny to see if someone pairs like a whole Karuma squad or at least splashes in Kumaya. I don't know why you'd splash Kumaya into a red-green team because you don't get an illusion with her, but you know, let's say you were trying something new and experimenting. It would be a very super janky setup, but I think it could absolutely work.
I mean, it could just be a red team that has some green and some yellow.
Also true.
And you could do that. Or what about the reason to do that would be so you could do literally this.
That's also true. I mean, if you're setting up for this kind, like, you know, someone goes to gobble one of your beasts, you use redirect so that they have to gobble up one of their own, and then you go ahead with the Void Palace sinkhole. It's an 8-mana play, but if you've got a 4v2 advantage, I'd say worth.
Oh, 100%. Also, yeah. Side note that I just thought of, and another reason why blue is amazing.
You're wrong, so we can skip this.
Touch of Leothen in response to Release the Beast, cast by either Vorhild or Nantaka, counters it. Well, count as the movement part, at least, for Nantaka. Warhill will count as the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, blue is anti-fun. Thank you for proving my point. I appreciate it.
Happy to help.
Mm-hmm, as always.
I mean, this is the situation that you were talking about mm-hmm. with those two battlefields would only be possible if you have a Kumaya in one team and Kohai in the other team, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. It does require a setup.
Yeah, it requires quite a lot of setup. But yes. I mean, it's a crazy situation. I don't think that it's going to happen too often.
Nor do
because
I.
Because it's pretty special. Yes. And,
but it will happen one time, and that's all it needs to happen.
Yeah, okay. But I can imagine other situations that you could set up. Let's say that won't happen and that often as well. So I don't know if this is a game-changing situation, and I think that's the reason why Ricardo didn't intervene there.
All it takes is one time, though, during the World Championship, Zeragul, is all I'm saying.
Oh, it'll happen one time, and that's all it'll need to happen. And the Void Palace will be literally the Void Palace.
Oh god! Yeah, okay, bad joke time. Yeah, let's get back to serious reviews. Yeah. So, yep.
So that is Kohai's ultimate. And as we mentioned, Giacomo will be unveiling Kohai himself in this week's newsletter. So once you get to see his abilities paired with the ultimate card, you will see why we feel that Kohai will definitely be having a strong appearance in the first tournament after his release.
Yeah, pretty possible. Yes, I think the new heroes are going to become some kind of meta there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely employing Pebbles for one specific reason that we'll talk about in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because that's when Pebbles gets unveiled, November 15th.
Take note.
Yes.
And if we get in trouble for mentioning that now, well,
Who Giacomo cares?
Wasn't here to stop us.
Yeah, Giacomo should have been on the show to stop us.
Exactly.
Literally blame Giacomo.
He did bring up the schedule, right?
Yeah, he sent us the schedule. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. Yeah,
Kohai comes out. Yes, he sent us the schedule, but everyone else doesn't know the schedule.
Well, who cares? I believe in free flow share of information, Ryan.
Yep, let's just spoil all the cards right now. How about that?
Let me think about it. No.
This is why your ability to make creative decisions on the show was reduced. That is because you left us for 4 months. But anyways.
Are you really going to complain about that?
Hey, come on.
I didn't say I'm complaining at all. I just said that's why you're banned from creative decisions.
All right. Anyway, do we have any more comments on Release the Beast or Belly of the Beast?
We don't, I don't think. I mean, it's the rest of it is pretty self-explanatory. We covered the one in a million jank dream scenario, which I swear if it goes off on stream, I will buy a promo kit and raffle it off. It will be great.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
If we get on stream a situation where someone, on stream, by the way, where we get the Void Palace shenanigans set up, then I will place the purchase order and we'll raffle off one of the new OP kits for, I forget the name of this expansion, but for this expansion. So you can have Orange, Kohai.
Unforgotten.
What about the person who pulls it off gets it?
No.
Because that's not how you drive viewer engagement, Ryan.
Yeah, fishing for viewers.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Well, we should do tooth prizes. One for the person who does it, so it incentivizes somebody to do it.
Sure, if you want to fund the second one, go ahead.
All right, sounds good. I'll do it.
I will fund one of them, but if you want to fund the second one, go right ahead.
Outsiders only. Well, RG and I collectively, not Zerigol, will fund the two of them.
Yeah, but you're going to ship to US only, right?
That is correct, yes. US only, because international charges are a little bit expensive.
Yeah, otherwise we'll have Zaragul send it, and then we'll Venmo him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll find a way. So,
love will
stay
find
with
a way.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, love. Anyway,
also, you have to
let
win
us
the
know.
Game, by the way. As Kamaya, you still have to win the game, too. We're just throwing that out there. It's only cool if it lets you win.
Yep.
Anyway, now that I've laid enough conditions out that I pretty much don't have to do this, I'm sure someone's going to go out. Oh, also, one more final thing. This has to be like an actual game of SkyTear. SkyTear Sunday doesn't count. this offer is valid for world qualifiers and related championship games only, not for fancies.
Well, there's only going to be last chance qualifier, right?
And the
finals.
World championship. So if someone wants to risk their world championship game for a prize, like, by all means, go for it.
I mean, there'll be next year too.
This offer is only good until 2022 because there might be new cards that come out that make this a lot easier. And I'm not willing to take that risk.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. Ooh. We can't talk about the next expansion yet.
Yep. Well, anyway, that's Release the Beast and Belly of the Beast. And let us know what you guys think in the comments and the Discord.
Yes, it will be great. And so next week, we are, of course, going to continue with our schedule. And next, we get to do an introduction to the first of a series for the next weeks. But what is that series? You'll have to stick around and find out. See, Ryan, that's how you drive listener engagement. You tease them. You dangle the food in front of them and say, you have to come and get it.
Yeah. Oh, he's quite quiet.
That's okay. I like it better that way.
Is that a problem?
Nope.
I can be louder if you want.
No.
All
right. So what else did we have to talk about here? Let's see. Giacomo and Zerigol were going to discuss. I guess we can't do that, can we, Giacomo? Unfortunate. Look at that. We had one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 questions for you, Giacomo, and you bailed on us.
Also, I should say one side note. I mean, maybe you guys know otherwise and don't confirm or deny it because I might know wrong, but the schedule was modified a bit because I am still the king for SkyTier Sunday and don't want to, or they don't want me to know what card is coming. So it is possible that the card that we think is going to be spoiled next week might be a different card.
No, it's not. I know.
Yes,
everything.
It isn't.
I know.
Okay, cool. Thank you for limiting, taking that card off the list of cards I need to be worried about tomorrow.
I will play the omniscient view, and I will tell you that I know all, except what, I know everything except what I don't know.
This is always true.
Yes. That was beautiful. That was poetic.
I can't take credit from that. It was actually a line from the Squid Game, slightly modified. This one woman's like, "I'm great at everything except what I can't do," and I'm like, "Well, that's certainly one way to sell yourself to get on the team." Okay. By the way, great show. Not that we were sponsored by Squid Games or anything, but if you have the ability to watch it, do so. It's a great series. It is violent, but it is awesome.
I'm actually planning to watch it. Haven't started yet, but I am definitely planning to shortly.
Yeah, I will not spoil it because it is a series that you need to watch and not be spoiled.
I appreciate you being very considerate.
Of course. Some of us know how to keep spoilers under wraps.
Yes, and Gesundheit to your room neighbor, Kirito.
We should have had Kirito's roommate as a guest. Actually, maybe.
Yeah,
He has played SkyTier once. I introduced him, and he said, "It seems like a fun game, but he's not interested in playing against me because I'm too good."
Yeah, nice try.
Oh, God.
All right. Anyways, I saw that one coming from a mile away.
I'm actually not kidding. That's actually what he said.
Did you? did someone take a note of the plate from the bus that just hit me? Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Rip.
Okay.
Rip. Anyway, now I guess we should talk about the world qualifier. We should give a world qualifier update here.
We should, yes. So moving on from the belly of the beast, as Ryan said, we have kind of two world qualifiers running simultaneously. The September world qualifier asynchronous wrapping up and the October qualifier, which is in the playoff stages. Ryan, take it away.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the September qualifier because September comes before October and will definitely not be done first. So for the September qualifier, we are in the top cuts where exactly 8 people qualify, which is always nice when it works out that way. So we are in the first round of that. And yes. Magathalum beat Urban Person.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier today, I played against Tophone. And as was preluded to a bit earlier, Cage Soul. It was a very, very close game. We had a showdown. I went for the kill with Frail onto Yami for the showdown. And, I didn't go for the kill yet. I went and did some damage and got Yami within kill range. But he used Cage Soul, which meant he was at 6 HP and my Cooling Breeze was not an option at that point to kill Yami because I had 3 conditions on my Frail. So I elected to instead go after his Kichi and take out his Kichi. And then at the end, he used Yami with Double Dance of Death.
We love Vendetta. To see it!
Double Dance of Death plus Vendetta. And I responded with a Nourish to knock my Yami or my Frail up to 11 HP.
Not going to save you, baby.
He flipped and did exactly 11 onto my Frail, and
the unfortunate part
is, if I had my Berylvar positioned one hex over, I could have used Slide or Sacrifice to save my Frail. However, if I had been positioned differently, his Yami probably runs all the way to the other side of the map. I can't kill her, and I probably end up losing to Nexus the following turn because I don't really have. It'll be difficult for me to defend that. So it was a very well played game by Tophone, and he moved on to the semifinals.
Yes.
Yeah. Congrats to Tophone, and thanks for that nice battle report.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no problem.
But it instant views because
if you kept going for another 45 seconds, you'd get half the length of a Game Slayer battle report.
Yeah, I did kill two heroes of his, and he killed one of mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one that counted.
You didn't kill Yami. That's all I have to say. Yami is bae. Yep.
Because Miyuki Cage Soul is gross. The other two quarterfinal matches.
Don't even start.
By the way, used Flux for a turn one speak with the spirits instead of presence.
That's Ooh, your fault.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. I got my three, though.
Oh, there you go.
And I got a shape-shifted Eckert. That was fun.
did that get you any value? Like, seriously, were you able to take advantage of that in any way, or just like, okay, this is cool to look at?
It was definitely cool to look at. I didn't get any noticeable value out of it, but I don't know if it may have affected his plays, because it did give Eckert more armor and
from the ability to
revenge. Okay. Yeah, and the ability to revenge, so I don't know if that may have affected his plays at all. So it's possible it had some value that was not apparent.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting options. So you take Numpton heroes and get the opportunity to shapeshift them even through a card. That's interesting. Okay. Yep. And right. the other two
quarterfinal matchups are Smeoz versus Grey Ghost and C-Dubs versus King of Jokes, and I have no idea when those matches will happen.
Great.
Okay. And the October?
Yep. The October qualifier, Top Cuts was only four people, so it's already in the semifinals ahead of the September qualifier. And one of the matches was Grey Ghost versus Fush. And he won that. And in case you didn't notice, yes, he is in the Top Cuts for both qualifiers. So congratulations to Grey Ghost.
Nice work.
And the other semifinal game is Game Slayer versus Red Scare, which I believe is happening tomorrow.
Yeah, they were thinking about streaming it, but I think they are, let's say, open. So we don't know if we might actually stream that game or what is going to happen. But they're going to play tomorrow. Tomorrow means Sunday.
Yes, the 31st.
Sunday evening, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sunday of Halloween.
Yeah,
correct. Halloween. Boo. You know what we need is a Halloween skin line. We got that Christmas skin line, and we've never gotten any other ones. Wear the skins.
Yeah, Giacomo, wear the skins. Yes. Oh, wait, he's not here to answer.
Darn it.
You have to remember to talk about those skins next time, for sure.
We will.
With Giacomo, please.
Hopefully he remembers to come.
Very important, because I have another punch in the face for that case. Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah. So the winner of Game Slayer and Red Scare will play Grey Ghost in the finals, and the loser of that will play Fush in the semifinals, the third place game.
And interesting to remind ourselves, of course, that Game Slayer has already qualified, which means if he wins, Grey Ghost gets a free pass into the world tournament. And it basically at that point is just for bragging rights.
I have a question actually about this, and sure. I'm sure that neither of you have the answer to this. But let's say...
Wow, the shade!
Let's say Game Slayer wins, so Grey Ghost finishes second. But in the September qualifier, Grey Ghost were to win or get second place behind somebody who's already qualified.
Yeah, the answer is you need to talk to Eric and Tape about that one.
Which third place person gets in?
You are going to try.
Technically, you guys should have had it done by this point. That's a question that goes above my non-existent pay grade. Like, that's literally what we pay Eric for. So go ask him that question.
I'm sure he would probably defer that to Ricardo.
I was
going to
say, that one's going to go, that goes above my pay grade. Send it to Ricardo.
You know who else might know the answer to this, though?
Giacomo?
Yes.
Oh, who isn't here, actually?
Yikes. You hate to see it. Like a minion kill with a +3 flip, you hate to see it.
So when this episode is released, Eric, Ricardo, or Giacomo, if you can answer this question, that would actually probably be a very important thing to get an answer to.
Very much, because there are implications.
Are you just trying to directly qualify through third place?
No, I already lost my game. I'm not. It won't be me.
Okay, it won't be you. Yeah, sure. It was Top Cuts. Okay.
Yeah, but I lost.
Yeah, but you're going to be invited to the Last Chance.
Yep.
Invitational.
Which brings us to our next point. The Last Chance qualifier will be November 20th on the two-lane map. And you have to have a certain number of shards to participate. I believe it's 3,500.
Correct.
Yes.
3,500.
So anybody who has 3,500 shards can participate in that last chance qualifier to get a last chance to qualify for the world qualifier.
Or wow, you don't say.
What a grand final.
And how many people qualify from that tournament, Ryan?
We do not have the answer to that, but the answer will be at least four.
Exactly. So therefore, this is not a winner-take-all kind of scenario. So if you might be thinking to yourself, well, I've got one final run here, and if I don't make the champion of the last chance qualifier, then I'm out, and I have to listen to RG's ridiculousness on the world stream again. That's only partially true. You could still potentially place top four and make it. You might be able to place top five, six, seven. That has not been determined. We do know, as Ryan said, a minimum of four people will be moving on from the tournament, but it could be as many as 27. Mm-hmm. I doubt that it will get that high, but it could be.
There'll even be 27 people participating.
I doubt we'll get 27 people signed up because I don't think 27 people have 3,500 shards that aren't already qualified from winning a qualifier themselves.
Yeah. Are you allowed to participate in the last chance qualifier if you've already qualified?
No, it is that one I do know. You are explicitly banned out if you already have a world invite. Yes. This is strictly for people that do not have a world invite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like Game Slayer, Tim, Grey Ghost, if he makes it, Doc Nika, I forget who everyone else is, and I apologize
Bearcat.
To Bearcat. All of you guys are banned. Get out of here. This is for us.
Look at this. This is the first time you said banned and not my name.
Shut up, Ryan.
Interesting constellation, yes.
Yes! Yeah. But yes, on a serious note, yeah, if the LCQ, you must not be qualified for Worlds already, and you must have 3,500 shards. So,
yep.
And if you're asking how do I get shards, well, you get shards from clashes, world qualifiers, and if you are an ambassador, then there are also tutoring offerings. But if mm-hmm. you are not close to your shard count by this point, it is unlikely that you'll be able to scoop them unless we get a massive influx of people and you get a whole bunch of tutoring sessions in, because we are not doing a November clash. So, sorry? Question mark?
Do we know if C-Dubs has gotten enough shards from tutoring to qualify?
Yeah,
I'm pretty certain at this point C-Dubs has more shards from tutoring than people who got first place in a world qualifier. Like, shout out to C-Dubs. The man has been tutoring a bunch of people throughout the year. You love to see it. Also making ridiculously good artwork and maps. Check him out. One we will plug this one. He has his stuff available on Inked Gaming. Look it up. The artwork is fantastic. So go get yourself one of those. If you ever wanted like a Karumo themed map or whatever the green team is called. Talit. There we go. Jeez. A Talit themed map. Sorry. Listen, you guys are just so forgettable. Bazinga. Got it. You guys won't be forgettable after this new expansion, though, because Kohai and Pebbles
Kurum
both
out.
Are like, you yep. take that bad word. Let's go. Hold me back. Fist of cups. Yep. You, me, Sunrise. Let's go. Actually, no, I'd probably get my ass kicked.
Swat him.
One other thing about this last chance qualifier.
Oh, you're getting serious again. Sorry.
The new expansion, Unforgotten, is going to be available for that qualifier.
Is it?
I believe so, right?
Which, I thought that was a coin toss, because I asked Eric that one, and I was under the impression that it's not, just because if you look at the release schedule, Ryan, you'll note that we're not showing Pebbles' ultimate card until the week after he's revealed, which is the 22nd, which mm-hmm. means that it's highly unlikely that everything's going to be ready for the last chance qualifier. You know what would be great is if Giacomo was here that he could confirm or deny that for us.
It would be great. Well, you it may or may not be available for it. There we go. Perfect.
We've covered all available. Oh, come on. But lean towards not. It is most likely that, similar to last year, the first major tournament for the new heroes is going to be the World Championship. And as Zeragul suggested, they are very likely going to be a very big presence, I think, at the championships.
So
yeah, I would definitely like to see presence at the championships.
All right, that's enough. Let's end this episode. But, I've had my fill of Ryan.
Unforgotten is going to be released on December 3rd.
Okay, yeah, so it's out of the LCQ.
Yeah, it's going to be valid for the World Championship. For the
unboxing, get ready for Worlds, just like last year. We're going to run it back.
Yep, it'll be out like a little over a week before Worlds. So there'll be one episode of Skytear Sunday with it, actually.
But still with you as a king?
No.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of Skytear Sunday and me as the king, that brings us to our last plug.
You just had to give him an entrance, didn't you?
It was a good segue, wasn't it?
Tomorrow, it was a perfect segue. I appreciate it. Yeah. So tomorrow, Sunday, assuming that this does get released before then. If not, then you can watch the replay of it. Tomorrow will be the Halloween special of Skytear Sunday, where the challenger, Eric, will be challenging the king, me, and I am currently on fire going for my fourth win to tie the record.
No.
And we will be playing on the Ashen Pass map with your favorite streamer, RG Commander.
No, I have a commitment.
I don't think so.
I got summoned to commitment. Unfortunately, I won't be there for that.
I mean, it's going to be my job, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to take this and let RG out of play there.
Save me.
Okay, so Zaragul,
I'm going to save you.
Your favorite streamer, Zaragul, will be will be streaming, and we will be joined by the man himself, the tutoring champion, C-Dubs.
Don't worry, I'll be in the chat making sure to tell everyone why everything that Ryan did was a bad move.
Yes.
Even if it was objectively the optimal play.
Yep, and I will be forced to use Sakoshi, and I cannot use Ocklet's Lakali Hogusai, and I'm sure Sakoshi will die in some ridiculous fashion because I always kill the heroes I'm forced to bring.
We can only hope that it involves Eric bringing something that totemic slam from Zakol, for example, and just like yeeting you across the white line, and then you die from either the slam, so your body just crashes into the wall and slumps limp to the ground, or gets electrified from a Skytear discharge as it gets smashed across the stage.
Wow.
I will just kill Sakoshi myself like I did with Hogusai last week. And if you did not watch that, you should 100% watch that back because it was hilarious.
That is true, although Hogusai has a lot more self-destructive mechanisms than Sakoshi does.
Except I didn't even use his self-destructive mechanism.
That's true, you didn't. I forgot that. That's a good point.
Ryan, whatever you're going to do tomorrow night with Skytear Sunday, I'm just going to imagine you're sitting in a pumpkin costume there in front of the laptop.
Yeah, we should have we should get some Halloween skins for
for sure.
Hey, do you know what would be a great idea? We should pass that on to the marketing director of Skytear.
Oh, he's not here.
You hate to see it. It never gets
Mamma
old.
Mia. Mamma Mia. What's happening there? Okay. So, Ryan, do you
have any other plugs that you would like to make before I wrap things up?
Yeah, it was a pretty short episode. It was a pretty short episode from nearly 40 minutes.
Yeah, we did better than we normally did. We still weren't very short like we said we were, but we were at least short.
Wow.
All right. Well, then, in that case...
I bet it would have been longer if Giacomo was here.
It would have. But only a little bit longer. But, oh well. Such is life. So, on behalf of Ryan and Zaragul, thank you very much for joining us for this sort of brief episode of Skytear discussion here on Outsiders Only. We hope that you enjoyed the updates, the spoiler reveal. Do come check out Skytear Sunday tomorrow, and we will see you guys next week with another card, and hopefully this time Giacomo. Have a good afternoon.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Outsiders Only. This is Skytear.